Today on the podcast, we're talking about tongue scraping. Hi, and welcome to Happy Healthy Human Radio. I'm your host, Samantha Attard, coming at you from the beautiful and steamy Washington, D.C. I'm an Ayurvedic coach, yoga instructor, and doula, sharing with you all the things that I'm learning about and teaching about in my everyday so we can all find a little more balance and bliss and confidence. I am super pumped for today's episode. We are talking about tongue scraping. Tongue scraping, if you're not familiar, is literally using a little U-shaped piece of metal. Usually it's either out of copper or silver, and you run this U-shaped piece of metal down your tongue in the mornings, and it cleans your tongue. So it's basically like a toothbrush for your tongue. And it's a huge thing in Ayurveda. It's a huge part of your dinacharya, which is your daily rituals, and for very good reason. So why tongue scrape? Why add this, especially in this age where we have electric toothbrushes and flossing and mouth rinse? And, you know, why is tongue scraping so important? So first off, we tongue scrape because a lot of bacteria build up on our tongue. Our mouths, they are the top of our digestive tract. And so not only do they come in contact with the outside world a lot when we eat and breathe and drink, but the contents of our internal world can also show up on our tongue. So if we're having digestive issues or acid reflux, this can be reflected on our tongue. So especially overnight, when we spend 8-9 hours not consuming anything, we have a dry mouth, a lot of bacteria can grow up on our tongue. And so what we do in the morning is we get rid of that tongue, or get rid of that bacteria on our tongue. In Ayurveda, they're very much about cleansing and then building. So we want to get rid of the toxins, and then we can start to fortify our bodies. If you throw tons of like beautiful antioxidants on top of your super dirty bacteria-filled tongue, they'd say that's not doing any good. We need to get rid of the bacteria first, and then we can build on for the rest of the day. So that's why we tongue scrape. We're getting rid of bacteria. We're cleaning out the body. We're just getting rid of a few of those toxins. Our breath will be better, which is really nice. And then an added benefit of this is that you can actually tell a lot about your dosha, your balance, your life based on what's happening on your tongue. In Ayurveda, they actually do a tongue diagnosis, that by looking at the shape of your tongue, the color, where the cracks are in it, you can actually tell what imbalances people are having in their dosha. Simple examples of this, and just some awareness on your tongue, is that if you have a big crack down the center, it has to do with issues with your spine, and particularly if that crack gets wavery down the spine or down the center, that could mean that there are specific issues along your spine. Around the edges of the tongue, if you have teeth marks, that suggests that you're not digesting your food well. And this has been something really interesting that I've seen come and go in my own mouth over the years, where there have been times, particularly when I was not eating a vata-pacifying diet, that I had all of these tongue marks. And then as I made my diet a little more appropriate for what I needed, my tongue started to get in line too. And that was really cool. That was really, really cool. But beyond the actual shape of the tongue and the cracks that you see on the tongue, also when you actually scrape off the bacteria from your tongue, you can make an inference regarding your doshic imbalances. Man, that was a huge sentence. You can tell some stuff about what's going on with your doshas based on what you see when you scrape your tongue. So for example, if you scrape your tongue and it's kind of this like a little slimy, watery, like really kind of light grayish color, it just kind of looks a little old or a little stale, that would suggest a vata imbalance. If it has a yellow or orangish tinge, that means a pitta imbalance. And if it's really thick and white or almost looks solid, then that would be a kapha imbalance. So what that means is that every single day when you scrape your tongue, you can tell a little bit about what's going on in your life. And this is something that is really useful, particularly if you feel like you have two doshas going on and you don't know which one to balance and when. So I use this in my own practice, for example. So I'm vata pitta. Most of the time my body runs vata, but I definitely get some pitta imbalances, particularly on hot days like this, or if I'm teaching a lot of yoga, some of that pitta will flare up. And I'll notice that because the next day when I scrape my tongue, there's a little extra orange. So most of the time, my tongue scraping, I hope this isn't too much information for you all, is a little gray. But then every once in a while, it has that orange yellowish tinge. And then I say, oh, yep, I need to do a little more pitta pacifying today. That is what my body needs. Note, of course, this can get changed up. The color can get changed up. So like if you drank red wine the night before, or if you had chocolate just before bed, like this will change the color. So just be aware of that. But in general, you can start to see a pattern of what colors are showing up and what balance, what doshas you need to balance. Super, super cool. So I hope I've convinced you that it's time to start tongue scraping. Where to get one? Super cheap. They run less than 10 bucks. There's tons of brands on Amazon. Wowie, I think it's W-O-W-E, or Dr. Healthy are fabulous brands. Silver or copper are great brands to go for. Copper is the traditional one that's used because it is antimicrobial and is really lovely. Silver is also antimicrobial, but copper is supposed to have some extra special properties. But if you are sensitive to copper, move over to a silver, and that's totally great, and that'll totally work. What you're going to do is wake up in the morning. First thing that you do before drinking water, before brushing your teeth, you're going to take your tongue scraper. I'll usually give it a little rinse under the water. Take it towards the back of the tongue, relax the tongue, and then scrape forward. And you're just going to scrape forward about 5 to 10 times. You can see the little gunk that gets caught up on there. Notice the color, wash it off. Take another look at your tongue. Do any little self-diagnoses that you'd like to do, or just any noticing about what's changed in your tongue. Then you can start brushing your teeth and get on with your day. So this literally takes an extra 20 to 30 seconds. But again, especially if you're dealing with dual doshas, it can be the 20 seconds you need to really help you know what to do to take care of your body and to balance. So I'm going to link to some tongue scrapers on my website on the blog post that accompanies this podcast. So you can always go to BeHappyHealthyHuman.com, check out the blog, and find some links to some good tongue scrapers that I like. And I totally hope that you try this out. Again, 20 seconds, so useful, so easy, and a great way to just get a little more intentional with your day. Thanks so much for listening to this podcast. If you do enjoy it, please subscribe, leave a review on iTunes, and share with a friend who could use it. If you want to send me a message, question, comments about this podcast, hit me up over on Instagram. I'm at BeHappyHealthyHuman. Beyond that, I hope you have a fabulous day. I'm sending you lots of love and light, and that light in me very humbly bows to the same light in you. Namaste, friends.